Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight. Because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2321. You don't need to be famous, really, by Suzanne Falter of SuzanneFalter.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Welcome back to Optimal Finance Daily, where I'm here with you each and every day reading from some of the world's best personal finance blogs. So with that, let's get right to today's article and start optimizing your life. You don't need to be famous, really, by Suzanne Falter of SuzanneFalter.com. Whole Foods seemed an unlikely place to have a day new mom. Yet here I was, sipping my cold brew in the homey little cafe and doing my best to evolve. Once again, I was working on a critical step in my financial recovery work, examining my character defects, seeing what they cost me, and taking responsibility for them, one by one. The questions my recovery work gave me to journal about pulled no punches. Where in your life have you made material things most important? Where have you used people to get ahead? Where have you been controlling or needy? And the worst one of all, how has this affected your life and your relationships? It was slow work answering these questions, but it was also critical work because this was the stuff I avoided thinking about. Yet it was also the sludge that weighed me down, the toxic gray matter that silently suffocated. To know it was to heal it. I worked along, sipping my coffee and taking my time. One by one, I cataloged the moments in my life that filled me with shame, calling up banks in a panic or ranting at tellers like a loose cannon, wildly overcharging for my coaching work in search of money and validation, and pushing everyone around me to serve my agenda and mine alone. It was the German soldier catalog, as usual. I thought about my son when he was 6 years old, bounding up to my office after he got home from school, a little blonde guy bursting with love and eager to play. Instead of taking a 20-minute break to have some fun, I would tell him firmly, "Mommy has to work. You can be in my office, but only if you do your homework." The fact was, Mommy was just a little too self-important back then to show her son the kindness and love he deserved on those weekday afternoons. I could have taken a half an hour break to spend time with him, but I didn't. It was a habit that now filled me with shame. And I remembered a conversation with Teal when she asked me for a pair of new shoes for her work as a barista. "I'm on my feet all day, Mom. These aren't going to cut it," she said, pointing to the worn-out Keds she always wore. At this point, her cheap canvas sneakers were barely holding together. Instead of embracing the chance to be supportive and give my daughter some new shoes, I hesitated. I told her I wasn't sure I could afford it. "Mom," she said, looking me square in the face, "you make plenty of money, and you certainly can afford it." I knew she was right, of course, just as I knew "I can't afford it" was a weirdly frequent refrain in my life. Even when I was earning hundreds of thousands of dollars every year, even when the rational part of my brain knew it wasn't true. Then there was my wild overspending on my business. Going through the books made me shake my head. $18,000 for an audio crew in the back of a workshop for 100 people. $5,000 for a wardrobe consultant to make me look professional. What in God's name had I been thinking? It's only money, I told myself at the time. In fact, it was grandiosity and total overkill, and it was insane. Before recovery, a fog of oblivion descended on me when I thought about my money. Rather than check my bank balances, I'd guess at them, honestly believing I had a second sense that knew exactly how much I had in the bank at any given time. Such vagueness meant I could spend money however and whenever I wished, without apparent consequences. except for the part that there were always consequences, bad ones. This habit kept me mired in debt throughout my adult life. At the same time, I'd overworked compulsively as well, with a relentless driven pace that burned through reasonable time. When I was working, I demanded miracles from myself instantly or at the very latest overnight. I expected the same from my assistants, which explained why I'd cycled through 8 of them in 6 years. The list of my transgressions was long and gnarly. Still, it felt good to finally face them and write them all down. For now, I could begin to understand what drove these habits, and I could take responsibility where I'd caused harm, make my amends, and so forgive myself, just as God already had. I stirred my coffee as I sat there in the cafe, mulling over my list. In the end, all of it had been motivated by need, the need to be special, to be perfect, to be seen by the world. My appetite for recognition was voracious, and I stopped at nothing to get it, even ignoring my children's needs. Finally, I could see how relentlessly driven I had been. I looked out the window of Whole Foods to Bay Street, taking a breather from the insights that now fell like dominoes in front of me. My eyes fell on the billboard affixed to the building directly across the street. It nearly took my breath away. "You don't need to be famous to be unforgettable," the billboard read. In the picture, an adult and a child were bent in concentration together over a project. "No, Suzanne, you don't need to be famous, nor do you need to be perfect, be a star, or be anything other than what you are right now. The fact is, you can just breathe and relax into the gift of this life. Then you can approach the rest of the world with all the love that's in your heart. You can find your way back to right service, helping people however you're meant to. And you don't have to worry for 1 minute about whether you're known or not known, or have done the job perfectly." Yet again, Teal's message came back to me. "You're enough, just as you are, Suzanne. Just be." You just listened to the post titled, "You Don't Need to Be Famous, Really," by Suzanne Falter of SuzanneFalter.com. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Wow, this article today really hit me right in the feels. I think it's a great example of how our money scripts, which are the deep beliefs we have about money that drive our behavior, can cause us to behave in ways we're not proud of. Money and what it represents can create a deep pit of shame for us. This is because whether we're aware of it or not, the way we spend any resource, whether it's our time, our energy, or our money, is a reflection of what we value. And if there's a discrepancy with the way we spend our resources, and what we actually value deep down, this can create uncomfortable feelings. Suzanne clearly valued spending time with her children and supporting their ambitions, but she wasn't using her time and money this way because she seems to have some deep insecurities surrounding hard work and self-worth. But you know what's so cool about money? It is literally the only thing in life that you can completely mess up and have it still turn out totally fine. You can do everything wrong, lose all your money, file for bankruptcy, and still rebuild and come out on top. The same cannot be said for relationships or your health. In those two areas, you can do irreparable damage. So let us remember that money is a neutral, disinterested, objective, and dispassionate tool. It's not a goal, and it certainly isn't more important than your energy, your time, your relationships, and your health. I heard someone on a podcast say the other day, quote, "You can't heal what you hate," end quote. And I think that's relevant for today's post. Forgive yourself for your past mistakes with money and in life so that you can heal and move on, because your optimal life awaits, my friends.